Siepe, la voz del Sabo Sabo.
Intervju Radia Študent.
Torej, drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, danes je res intervju malo bolj kasno, oziroma kasneje zaradi izrednih razmer. Sicer pa danes v RŠ intervjuju gostimo oziroma se pogovarjamo z ameriškimi psihadeliki Wand, ki drevi nastopajo v komuni Kina Šiške skupaj z domačimi hrupneži Niki Lauder. Z Wand smo, mislim, da že na zvezi, je to to? Ok, so, Corey?
Hello.
Hello, you saved me, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
I got you.
So, well, first of all, welcome in our capital. How do you do?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks. I'm on a really, I'm in a building where I don't know where I am, and I am being held captive.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
So you're like a prisoner of ISIS or what?
Yeah, but it's okay, because they're very nice. And they gave me a lot of food and coffee.
That's what you needed most,
I
guess.
All I need, really.
So, you've just arrived from Zagreb, that's right?
Yes, yeah.
So, how was the show last night?
It was great. We played in a club called Club.
Club, yeah.
And it was a very positive experience. The venue was just about the right size, and it sounded really cool in there. Wow. Yeah, it was good.
So, this is your first European tour, or am I wrong?
This is Juan's first ever European tour.
So, I was wondering, have you noticed any specific maybe difference between the American audience and the European audience?
Yeah, I mean it changes from show to show. I noticed last night in Zagreb that everyone was very polite, and which was really nice. And in some places, like people everyone was like quiet and like stood and had their own spatial, you know, boundaries going on, which is something I always appreciate, because it's really, you know, if people are going insane, it can be really hard to play and feel good about it when people are climbing all over each other, and which is how it was in the UK. I think that most of our audiences are very positive, good natured people that want to have a good time, and so in that way they're very similar to people in the United States.
So I mean, I've heard rumors that you're one of the greatest and loudest live bands from the US which have emerged lately. What do you have to say in your defense?
Are these rumors?
Yeah, I've read about it, so I don't know. Maybe are not even rumors. Maybe are facts.
Oh, okay. Facts? Well, what do you... I don't know what to say about facts. They're ineffable, crazy events that... I think that everyone can come to their own conclusions. Like, there's definitely people that won't ever like us for any reason, and that's totally cool. But, you know, we're just trying to play good shows and make good records.
So I was also wondering, what's with all these bands, especially from your country, from the States, which have shown recently a really great interest in the music from the 60s, from the 70s. These are like fuzz fueled bands, and I mean, how do you guys perceive this kind of revival? Is it possibly a revival, or do you see it more of a continuation of what happened in the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that a lot of us grew up listening to a lot of music from, or having an affinity for music from the 60s and 70s. And it's really when you get to a point like when I was 14, I was probably listening to like 90% older bands and 10% new bands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really weird feeling to know that where your tastes lies are with things that have already had their time in the world. And, you know, like the you can't just listen to like Black Sabbath Paranoid and then go see Black Sabbath and they're like in their 20s playing Paranoid. It's like, no, now they're old, and it kind of is, it's cool, but it's also weird because they're really old and you're like, I'm not old, why do I like this, you know?
I completely get it, yeah.
So like, I guess it's less of like we're not, I mean, there are certain music tropes that we're all really interested in, like, or I am anyway, like glam and psychedelic music and German like krautrock and mm-hmm. stuff from the 70s, but I think that I am definitely influenced by that stuff, but I'm also influenced by like the new like Drake mixtape, where I'm like mm-hmm. in, you know, like I don't know, it's hard for me to really like say that it's like a revival, because I wouldn't want to just have a bunch of people playing music where then pretending that it was like 1971, because it is 2015 and, you know, things are crazy.
Okay, I'm quite satisfied with your answer, so
okay.
We can go on. I mean, I was also wondering, for you as a young band, I mean, you are a young band, right?
Yeah, super young.
Do you consider
we're
yourself...
We're a band of babies.
I'm sorry?
We're a band of babies. We're very young.
Very young babies. So I was wondering, I mean, do you consider yourself full-time professional musicians, or... I mean, because... Do you still go to school?
Huh? Oh, we don't... None of us go to school. Uh-huh. I don't think that any of us have any intention of ever being professionals in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like of a... I think that right now in this moment, all of us are in the band are really invested in being a band mm-hmm. and figuring out what the hell that is and what it means to, you know, play all over the world. And, you know, so... And that's really where... And when when it gets to be like in the realm of like a profession, or where we're just slugging it to like make enough money to live, then I think we'll probably not make.
Well, that's
music
exactly
anymore.
What I wanted to ask, because I mean, is it hard for you as a young promising band to keep out of the red, even though you're part of a label called In the Red?
Yeah, I mean, it can be, but like the only thing that like a lot of bands these days will, you know, try as hard as they can to do like promotional things, or like get a Facebook or get like a Twitter and be constantly pushing their shows, and like and it's often the case that they don't spend enough time. They spend like 90% of their time sending emails, tweeting like where their shows are or mm-hmm. what's going on, and making sure that they are always up in the air. And it's like, for me, it's like all the bands that I like never had Twitter or Facebook, and they just played, you know, really good shows and practiced really hard and wrote really good songs. And so that to me is like mm-hmm. the best way to promote yourself is and to be successful is to just do it.
But you guys don't have a Facebook page, right?
No.
Well, that's in a way it's cool. I mean, because you have a different approach to promotion.
Yeah, it's a less accessible approach.
Mm-hmm. Next, I was wondering, since you have a lot of processed sounds in your music, especially in your latest album Golem, I was wondering, do you use a lot of self-made gear, or what equipment do you use to get those sounds?
We try to keep it as simple as possible. Live, like we're using like just guitars, one keyboard, like synthesizer, and amps and stuff, but and drums and vocals. But like in the studio, yeah, there was a little more. There was a lot of tinkering, and there's a lot of field recordings and hidden messages and stuff underneath the giant, like, smoky haze of guitars. So, yeah. There's a lot of information in that record that maybe is obscured by the heaviness.
How about your approach towards music making? I mean, do you create your music while jamming, or is this a well thought process? I mean,
a lot of times most of the time I'll come in with an idea or like a melody or a fully written song and just be like, let's do this, and then like we give it a shot and then we'll jam some things out and be like, okay, a lot of this doesn't work at all, so let's do something else, and then we all get into the mode of writing together. But like for the most part, it all begins sort of like with a little bit of something on paper, you know, or not on paper, but like a little bit of like a melody or something, and then it evolves into like the more that we play it, because we all get bored really quickly with music, and we just want it to keep being as difficult and interesting to us, so we just, you know, have to keep. Yeah, it's a very positive experience writing with Juan.
Okay, I mean, I think we're running out of time, so what's up next for Wand?
Well, we're coming back to Europe in a couple months, in August, September, and we're working on more material for the future. I think we have a 7-inch coming out really soon, and yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff.
I just realized that we still have 2 minutes, so I also wondered, do you guys mind being compared to bands like Tame Impala or such bands, or is it a good type of method of promotion?
I mean, for the most part, I don't really care for comparisons, because I mean, they're all sort of superficial. I've listened to Tame Impala now, that people have compared me to them, and or us to them, and yeah, we're pretty different from that band.
I agree completely.
So, you know, I think that it's a good point of a critical jumping point for people to be like, this sounds like Tame Impala, and someone would be like, this doesn't sound anything like Tame Impala. You are dumb. And then like, okay, well then we're not friends anymore. But then they'll become friends again later, and it'll all be a positive experience, and they'll listen to the record free of any like shitty contextualization, like, and you know, maybe by then Tame Impala will like not exist. Maybe they'll be the biggest band, maybe they'll be like the Bruce Springsteen of our generation, but all I know is that, you know, it's and Juan will be like eclipsed forever in the shadow, but you know, it's not really up to us.
We just
make music and stay positive and life affirming.
Yeah, just keep doing it. I mean, because you're doing it great. So now the real final question: why did you decide for the name Want? Is it because of anything, especially magic, or?
I mean, I just thought we needed a name, and it's a pretty empty like vessel for whatever. You can fill it all full of good, you know, things. You can fill it full of positive things. You can fill it full of negative things, and it'll just be like a name
that stands.
For all these things,
it also has some psychedelic connotations, right?
yeah, sure. And there's a lot of Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different meanings. Like, like a wand could be a penis. It could be, you know, a magic stick, or
or maybe a magic dick.
Or a magic dick. Or, like, in German, it means wall. And so it could be a magic wall. It could be a magic dick wall. Like, it could be, like, whatever.
Well, I would really like to say thanks for this really pleasant interview. And, well, see you at tonight's show.
Word. Okay. See you at the show.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Torej, to je bilo to, pogovor z Wand, ki danes nastopajo v kinu Šiška skupaj z Niki Lauder, kamer ste seveda vsi tudi lepo, lepo vabljeni. Čau!
Intervju Radija Študent.
Vem, da ste zmedeni še bolj, kot ste bili do zdaj, ampak naj vaše potrpljenje
bo neskončno.
In ostaniti pred radijskimi strelniki še eno uro.